What you're hearing is music performed by young people who are part of the Orchids program that was started by the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. Maren Alsop had this idea to bring this work to this town that actually really truly in Venezuela, every child in Venezuela in their public schools studies music from the beginning of school, the end of school. Some of the world's great musicians and conductors come from Venezuela for just that reason. And also advances people's academic learning and other achievement. Well, in the studio we have Dan Trahey, who's been on the show before. It's been a little while, but he's been here before. He's director of the artistic program development for Orchids. Dan, good to have you back, man.
Thanks for having me.
And in the orchestra. You still playing with the orchestra?
No, I do not play with the orchestra.
Oh, you stopped?
No, I've never played with the orchestra.
I thought you did.
No.
Okay, fine. Well, then you never played with the orchestra. Lynette Fields is with us. She's a parent of one of the Orchid members. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
And that member is Asia Palmer, who is a flute player. Asia,
hi.
Welcome. And Deshae Parker is also an Orchids member and a cello player. Welcome.
Hi.
And we have Sincere Eccles, who is also an Orchids member and a trumpet player.
Hi.
And we have Joshua Grandy, who plays the cello.
Hello, Baltimore.
410-319-8888. So, Dan, talk a bit about, start with you with this, what we just heard. And what this program is about.
The piece you just heard is a tango that the kids, we hired a group called the Mashpat Tangos to come in and do some some work with the kids in different genres of music. I mean, that's one of the big things that we're trying to, have the kids do is play as many different styles of music as possible and not limit them. And that's a little bit of an old school approach to music making. It's not so specific that you're an orchestral player or you're a jazz player or a rocker. These kids can do all of those things as they're air guitaring right now.
I can see them. A quiet air guitar.
Yeah, and we decided that would be the first piece that we would record in getting ready for a larger recording project where we'd actually be producing a CD. It may take us 2 years to do it, but we'll get it done.
Well, I mean, in terms of the actual what actually happens, talk a bit about what. And you, the Orchids, and the mother can also jump in. But what actually happens in this program?
Oh yeah, let's go to the kids for that one. Asia, do you want to talk a little bit about what happens at Orchids?
Yes, at Orchids we play an instrument. First, we start up with we lead the little kids in how we act during the day. Like when we, on Mondays, we hang out for a while and we play our instruments sometimes. On Tuesdays, we go to choir on that day. And Wednesdays, we have group lessons. And Thursdays and Fridays, we have orchestra.
And Deshae, what grade are you in?
Fifth grade.
So you're in the fifth grade. So tell me about your story about Orchids and what you do in it and what it does.
In Orchids, we go on Mondays. We do go to choir, and we got a group called Bucket Band, where it's like most of the Orchids play in it. Like we heard it in the song. It was the buckets playing in the background. And my favorite part is playing my instrument.
And let me jump over to Joshua for a minute, Joshua Grandy. So now you play the cello.
Yes.
Right? And you play the cello too, right, Asia?
No.
No, you. I'm sorry, Deshae plays the cello.
Yes.
I'm sorry. So tell me, Abe, tell me about the cello. Tell me about you and the cello.
Well, the reason I picked the cello is because that it had high notes, and I thought that if I played the violin, I was going to be sounding okay with it. But then I actually found out if I played the bass, I was going to be too short for it. Then I picked the instrument that was just my size, so I started to play the cello.
Now, when you started Orchids, have you ever heard of a cello before you started the program?
No.
Never?
I've only heard of viola and violin. Okay. Double bass.
And double bass. And you love playing cello.
Yes,
I And if do. I remember right, I saw you guys perform at, what event did we see you guys perform? Where were we? We were at the obesity conference for the University of Maryland. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you guys performed there. You all were there.
Yes.
So, And it was amazing to hear you all play. So, and you were there as well, Sincere.
Yes.
And you play the trumpet.
Yes, I do.
So tell me about your experience with Orchids.
With Orchids, since I've came, I believe my grades have went up. It helped me stay in my knowledge with music, and my trumpet is not a, it's a great sight.
And so you actually stay, everybody, you stay like 2 hours after school to do
three.
This, right? 3 hours after school.
And 15 minutes.
And 15 minutes.
We keep all hopes up.
No, that's good.
We do everything we have to do.
So when do you do your homework?
We do homework some.
Go ahead.
Sometimes we do on Mondays for fifth graders, because I'm in fifth. We do homework with one of our teachers, not a teacher, like just a helper. His name is Mr. Bullock. He takes us into the room, and we do work. We would do our homework when we got finished. If he felt like it, or if it wasn't normal work, then you could have 5-15 minutes of playtime.
Gotcha. So I'm curious, Lynette Fields, the mother of Asia Palmer. I'm as a parent, and I know you've talked to other parents whose kids are involved in Orchids as well in school. Tell me what you think about what this program has done. I mean, it's probably not something you expected to be in our public schools when your kids first started.
Yes. I have two kids that are in the program. I have Asia, who plays the flute, and her twin brother, Andre, plays the cello. And the program is very exciting for me to be able to see my kids learn how to play instruments. They've been playing since the program started. They both have been in the program. I love the program. I love the workers. I love the fact that my kids are experiencing a whole lot. They had their first train ride. We went to Philly.
Mm-hmm.
That was their first time on a train. That was really exciting for them and also for me to be able to see them get the opportunity to play with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. The program is just lovely. I really love the program. And I talk to a lot of the parents, and by my kids being in the program so long, they come, you know, like ask me questions. Well, how do you feel about the program? Do you think it's helping the kids? Yes, it has helped my kids because—
How has it helped them?
Well, Andre and Asia both, they have also learned how to communicate more mm-hmm. with people. It's the opportunity that they have with meeting different people from different nationalities, letting them know that, you know, there's other things out there. The music and the music aspect of it, they have it brings tears to my eyes to see them. You know, to know that my kids are playing instruments and doing different things, that kids their age, and it's free. It's a free program, and it's just lovely.
I mean, this is something, if you have a lot of wealth in this community and you can go to a private school, then
yeah.
I mean, this is something, it's a natural part of some people's existence.
You mean music making?
Yeah.
I mean, I would actually, I'm not sure about that anymore. I mean, certainly, I don't know of other music programs that are going 3 hours a day for...
I mean, not 3 hours a day. What I mean is the opportunity to be able to go to a school. If you go to Friends School, go to Park School, go to Gilman, you're going to have a chance to find somebody who's with an instrument. You're going to study it. And this is a world that is really denied lots of folks, and you're bringing it into the schools.
Yeah, I mean, we say we're trying to create democratic access to music education. Very important thing is that there are some schools in Baltimore City that have this and have created that access for their students. And, you know, we're trying to really concentrate on the areas that don't necessarily have that. And by doing that, it is, creating awareness about other areas that need this as well.
So, I mean, talk about philosophically what this and practically what this program does, I mean, as you see, and what it's building and what... And where it's come to.
Yeah, well, I mean, philosophically, we're trying to use music as a vehicle for social change and for social inclusion. When these young adults, at this point, get good enough on their instruments, they're going to have all kinds of doors that are open up to them, and they already have all kinds of doors. I mean, like Lynette said, playing on the stage of the Baltimore Symphony, playing at all these conferences, meeting the mayor and the governor, and really. They are the ones who are the advocates for music education at this point, and that's an opportunity. I mean, being in this studio right now, I was 18 years old before I actually got into a studio to play or to have an interview.
And you play?
Tuba.
Tuba, that's right. That's why I thought you played in the orchestra. I thought you played tuba in the orchestra.
No.
But you just played tuba. Mm-hmm. That was my mistake. Okay. All right.
And, you know, we want to see this everywhere. There are people calling us all the time. There are people coming to visit these children all the time and become inspired by them. They're showing up at Lynette's house asking asking questions, sitting on the porch, wanting to understand what the magic is about it. And, you know, I mean, the nuts and bolts of it is, I mean, music is a very simple way of communicating. It's a very beautiful way of communicating. And it's also a really easy way to get people to congregate. And that's basically what we're doing. I mean, we're using the orchestra as a metaphor for society and as a kind of a cohesive agent for the community.
Let me open the phones. We're talking with young people who are part of Orchids. Dan Trahey, who has been there from the beginning working with Orchids, and Lynette Fields, who has two children in Orchids. And these are students who are learning classical instruments in the schools 3 hours after school, 3 hours and 15 minutes every day after school. It affects their academic performance, their lives, their creativity. And you can join us here at 410-319-8888. And Andrea, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Andrea. Welcome.
Thank you. Well, I have to say, this is another great show. Kudos.
Thank you.
And I was calling because I'm a therapist in the area, and some of my children are part of Orchids. And I have to say that it's kind of lightened my caseload, which is good because we have the results. But I can honestly say, being an outsider looking in, it's a really great program. If you just saw, like, my little people's faces when I pick them up in the evenings after they've been to Orchids, just the things that they say and they talk about. And I got to attend the performance, I think, was about a week or two ago. And so it's a dynamic program, and I know that I have some kids at another school that just recently launched Orchids, and so they're really excited, too. So for those of you that don't know, I encourage you to get involved, support the program, because it really does. I mean, you can see the fruits of your labor within your children. So kudos to you also.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. We did not pay her for that.
But I think that, I mean, this program that was started, I mean, kind of Marin's vision of putting this from the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, I mean, it did start in Venezuela. I mean, this is like something that... This is a program that really has roots in kind of altering the creative character of young people.
Yeah. I mean, in Venezuela, the economist Dr. José Antonio Abreu started this thing about 40 years ago called El Sistema, the system. And basically the gist of it is that the Venezuelans were locked out of their own orchestras. The symphony orchestras there did not look like the country of Venezuela. It was all Eastern Europeans and Americans. And Dr. Breo said, "There's something wrong with this. We can learn to play music at this level, and we need to do something about that." And so that's what he did.
Now we're going to play another track before we turn back to the young people to talk with us a bit. What are we about to hear? Do you know what the track is?
We're about to hear Orchids Nation.
Orchid Nation.
Orchids Nation.
Orchids Nation.
Orchids Nation. Yeah, this is a great piece. The kids actually wrote the lyrics to this.
Oh, wow.
And then a very, very special composer, Dave Rimless, who lives in New Jersey, put it all together using the orchestra as the inspiration point for us, the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. And then he actually gave us some framework, and then these kids actually helped compose their own little parts to it. And we played this on two subscription concerts last March and April, in Symphony Hall with the full audience. Then they're going to hear Beethoven or Mozart on the second half, and they're hearing Orchids Nation on the first half.
Let's hear a piece of this.
Thank you.
Wow. Wow. So were all of you on the stage when this was happening?
Yes.
And what were you, Asia, talk a bit about what you were doing on stage. When this was, were you singing or were you playing?
Both.
Oh, you were both.
And Joshua, he was in a Bucky band.
You played in the Bucky band. And you were playing your flute?
And singing.
And singing. So you're playing flute with the flautists who are in the symphony, playing with them.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
I thought it was a one-life experiment, but, like, we did it, like, I did it twice, because if you were there, it was another piece after it called Pied Piper.
Mm-hmm.
I was in that one also.
And DeShay, were you playing, or were you...
I was playing my instrument and singing.
You're playing cello?
Yes.
What was it like to play cello with I asked both of you guys, and I and you too, what was it like playing your cello with symphony orchestra members?
It was cool sitting right next to them.
Yeah.
And I think it was awesome sitting pretty close to the stage to other people that were listening to it. And we actually did the same piece twice on... The first time it was on a Friday, but the next time it was on a Sunday.
And you played your trumpet that night?
I played my trumpet. It was great. It was a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It had to get hard at a moment because you had to buzz. And then
you had to what?
You had to buzz like when you want to get the sand out. You had to blow.
Oh, yeah, okay.
As soon as you were done, you had to hit the note on the right pitch and everything at the exact second. And if you mess it up, then you mess it up. So,
well, how did you do? You think?
I did pretty good.
I figured you did, but I mean, I'm just thinking about what it must have felt like to, and be like for even to watch the kids on stage, actually playing in the symphony with symphony members. You were sitting next to symphony trumpet players, flautists, and cellists while you were playing.
No.
You were sitting in a separate place.
I was sitting with my fellow trumpet. And trumpet players.
Right.
It didn't really matter to me if we had other people helping us because I knew I had my friends to help me. And we had the fans, the audience. So that was a great experience.
I was sitting right next to the violin players.
Wow. And just imagine what it must have been like just for parents to watch their children up on stage with the symphony.
Yes, it was very exciting. It was really exciting. I was crying. It was really exciting.
I mean, culturally, you know, I mean, Dan Trahi, this is, I mean, the idea of this is so powerful that we're giving young people in our city schools a chance to play this kind of music and all kinds of music with professionals and really learning it. It's just, it's stunning.
It's absolutely stunning. I mean, it would be stunning enough if it was just art for art's sake, but then to think about the social implications and the academics and, you know, I mean, these kids are attending school 7.5 days more than the average Baltimore City student of their required numbers of days.
7.5 days a year.
It's a week and a half of school that these kids have better attendance. That's not to mention all the Saturdays and Sundays that they're around. All summer. I mean, if nothing else, you know, we're teaching a very, very serious work ethic to the children. And I don't think that all of them will be professional musicians, and we probably don't want to be. That's not the point.
Yeah, but if you play an instrument, it stays with you your whole life. You carry it with you, no matter whether you become a carpenter or a surgeon or whatever it is you do in life, you take it with you. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Do you guys want to talk about what you're going to do when you grow up?
DeShay, why don't you start?
I want to still play my cello, but I want to do hair, too.
Okay. All right. Sincere.
I'm still going to run with my trumpet through thick and thin, but I want to be a doctor.
There's nothing wrong with that. The music goes right along with medicine.
And a football star.
You want to do that? You want to play football?
And be a doctor.
And play your trumpet? All right.
So when I get hurt, I can fix myself.
Maybe
and get back on the field.
Maybe you end up being a doctor who works on football players. You never know. Mm-hmm. Joshua, how about you?
Well, I'll first start by playing in the NFL and then start the take my instrument home and play in it after I'm done with the NFL. And then if I still have time, I might be a veterinarian.
If you have time, you better have time. Because football players only last about that long. Veterinarians can last for life. Asia?
I'm still going to play my flute. When I'm going to be an actress and I'm with a lawyer.
So you all have kind of creative, you want to keep the creative in your life. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So have you seen, we only have a few minutes left yet. I'm curious if Lynette, have you seen changes in the children as a result of the program? We were talking about going to school for an extra 3.5 hours a day. You could be running around doing other stuff, but you're in school at 3.5 hours extra, plus doing stuff on weekends. What has that done to them?
It keeps us busy. We're very busy. Their social skills have changed. They're being able to, again, talk more. And they just love playing the instrument so much that I don't think it would matter to them if they just could go outside on the porch and play their instruments. I don't think it would matter to them just as long as they have their instruments and can do extra things with it.
And you look forward to the 3.5 hours extra day, 3 hours extra day, don't you?
Yes, I do. It really gets to me.
And more because on Saturdays I go to Peabody.
Do you?
Yes. Me too.
Who said like, me too?
Asia.
You practice, you do for your instruments, you go to Peabody as well?
Yep. Yeah. I stay until 11:30 to 6 o'clock.
At Peabody on Saturdays?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
On Saturdays when we have concerts, you know, some kids just sit back and relax, not doing nothing, watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm speaking for all old kids. We have to get up early, be prepared. It just gets you prepared for life.
This is phenomenal. Go ahead, baby. What? Asia.
So, if one time I was late for a trip, and if when I'm late for a trip, it's just like late for a concert.
You don't like, right. Late is it's like being on the radio. You cannot be late. You have a concert, you got to be there on time, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, Dan, this is amazing. I want this to be, we want to keep visiting on the air here.
I think that would be great. Yeah, I think watching the development of this. I mean, from 30 kids to, you know, close to 500, and then hopefully to 1,000 and 80,000.
And one of the days when we have pre-recorded shows that we don't have to be on the air live at 5, because we have a lot of our shows that we do during the day and put them up for our listeners, we'll like make one of those days, make a day trip and hang out at Orchids.
That'd be wonderful. Yeah, we have a concert tomorrow, 5:30 p.m., 301 North Pulaski Street, at Lackerman Bundy Elementary School. Anybody is always welcome to come out and visit us, but we'd love to have you tomorrow. Holiday concert, lots of good music.
All is invited.
It'll be the choir, the bucket band, orchestra, band, and improv ensemble.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
5:30 tomorrow, the Lackerman Bundy Elementary School, 301 North Pulaski Street. Yep. Reception will follow 5:30 tomorrow. The holiday concert.
All of
it. Right?
And this is a celebration for my birthday.
Whose birthday? Go ahead.
Joshua.
So we have to roll out of here, but tell me, what are you going to play?
What are you going to play tomorrow?
I'm going to play Twinkle, Twinkle Little Star, and Jingle Bells, and Bucket Band.
All right.
This is Age speaking. I'm going to play Joy to the World, and Good King Wenceslas.
Very good. Sincere?
This is Sincere speaking. I'm going to play my trumpet, as always. I'm playing I Want a White Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to sing O Holy Night. And Bucket Band.
And Joshua?
I am going to be playing my cello as usual. I will be playing Twinkle Variation Theme and Everybody Down Up. And I will also be playing Allegro with DJ. And we will also be singing and playing the bucket.
This is amazing. So tomorrow night, folks, if you can make it, please be there. 5:30, Lackerman Bundy Elementary School, 301 North Pulaski Street.
I'm playing the cover too.
And I want to thank everybody for being here. Asia Palmer, Sincere Eccles, Deshae mm-hmm. Parker, Joshua Grandy, all That's part great. Of the Orchids. Pleasure to meet Lynette Fields, mother of the of Asia,
yes.
who's in the Orchids.
Definitely.
And Dan Trahey, who is one of the spiritual powers behind this movement and getting it started in our schools and in it. So, folks, great to have you all here. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank
Good
you.
Good
night, Baltimore. Good night, Baltimore.
And we're going to take a very brief break and come back and look at Occupy America. So don't go away.